So we brought you the picture of what it looks like with the vaccine rollout for teachers. But the ECD sector is up in arms because they have not been included. So early childhood development falls under the Ministry of Social Development. And throughout this pandemic, they really do seem to have been forgotten. So the ECD sector, of course, is nursery schools. It's below grade one, essentially. And an open letter to Minister Lindiwe Zulu calling on her to include ECD centre staff on the teacher vaccination rollout. That's coming from the ECD owners of South Africa. Jennifer McQuillan is one of the co-founders of the ECD owners of South Africa. Jennifer, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. I've spoken to a few people from the ECD sector who are really upset, disappointed, various words to describe how you are all feeling about this.
Hi, Mandy, thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. I really, really do appreciate it. Yes, you know, it is very disappointing. And you know what the sad thing is that it's just not surprising, because the whole time we've actually just been pretty much ignored by the ministry. Once again, we have to fight. You know, we have to take to the streets. We have to take the government to court to reopen. And it's just kind of been a battle, you know, this last year, which is really sad. And this is yet again another time.
And do you think it's because there are just not enough vaccines in this batch to cover the ECD? Or do you think it's because there is low transmission in small children and that's why they're not including you? Or do you think it's something else?
Well, the thing is, I think it's a couple of things. And, you know, the press release that came out on Saturday announcing the teacher vaccination rollout came from the DBE. So immediately we were alerted, thinking, well, where's our press release from the DSD? And it was not forthcoming. And then we looked into it, and of course, yes, we realized very soon, very quickly, that yes, we had been left out. But if it was the case about transmission, why are ECD centers that are attached to a primary school included in the vaccination rollout and not us, that are standalone? So there's discrimination there, and this is not right.
And do you suspect that, that there might be some kind of rollout for you in the future? Have you heard anything from the Ministry of Social Development?
We've heard absolutely nothing. The letter also that we did send out, our open letter, it actually went to the presidency, it went to the Department of Basic Education and to the Department of Social Development, and both the presidency and the DBE both acknowledged receipt and said they would revert. They have not yet, but we await that. The DSD have not even acknowledged receipt of the letter. To be honest, communication has not been great. So we've heard nothing. Mandy, my hope is that yes, because, you know, it's not about whether you are pro-vaccine or not. It's about giving us the choice. They're taking that choice away from over 100,000 ECD workers in the country, and this is not right.
Jennifer McQuillan, the co-founder of ECD Owners of South Africa, responding there, calling on government to include ECD staff on the teacher vaccination rollout. We don't know exactly why. I did ask the spokesperson for the Education Department, and he said that they're not included at this stage. It does fall to the Department of Social Development. Lots of voice notes coming through, people responding to the teacher vaccine rollout.
Hi, Mandy. This is Patrick from Edenville. I just want to appreciate what the government is doing by vaccinating the teachers. This is highly recommended thing, because the education is the key of the country. So by stopping the education doesn't make sense. So this is good thing what they are doing. Yeah, we have to appreciate where we need to appreciate. Thank you. Bye. It's Patrick from Edenville.
Hi, Mandy. It is absolutely ridiculous that the government is not vaccinating people on weekends. And honestly, why can't the private sector continue? It's just crazy. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Someone should tell them that.